Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We're really, you know, trying to live out Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, particularly 21, where it talks about to him be glory in the church. We want to see God reframe the faith of Christ's grace and strength through the church, through restoring one family and one life at a time through the might of the gospel. And so as that begins to happen and you see fathers on playgrounds playing with their children, redeemed by the gospel, engaging families, going to work, just the normal things that many people take for granted, we want to have faithful consistency in that, in developing and restoring men and restoring families, and the attraction of that. And then when you rub up against a man and you begin to see a well-discipled man, deeply committed to that reality, it's crazy. So what happened, one of the things that our neighborhood asked us to do, because we had a lot that we bought beside us that wasn't big enough for a parking lot. We have no parking, even though over half of our people walked to the building. But we prayed for a playground. God provided through a generous donor our playground, because our neighborhood asked, we have a safe playground. It's clean, no cursing, no craziness. And so as the playground was getting built, Muslims were walking past, looking at it, and they were asking us why we were doing this, and we began to engage in it, and they was like, wow. And you can tell that they were taken aback at the countercultural disposition of Christianity, not just us, not just Epiphany Fellowship, but other churches in the city. But you asked about us, and so we try to continue to be what is Christianity. We don't try to be – we're not radical Christians. Christianity is radical. The gospel is radical. And so as we just – faithfully over a long period of time, hopefully, if Jesus doesn't come back, just display godly manhood, display godly womanhood, understand the beautiful historic doctrines of the faith, being able to articulate them, loving our neighbor, working, like Paul says, with our own hands, not being lazy, fathering our children, raising our children, buying property, seeking the peace of the city. Over time, we're looking for the Spirit to just slowly, we're not looking for one big event to splash down a competitive edge for the church. We just want to, over a long, like Eugene Peterson says, long obedience in the same direction. We want to be the pilgrim people of God in the city, who live in light of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, and over time, pilgrim and be apprentice to Jesus Christ. And as God shapes us and as God forms us and as we repent of sin and as we grow, people can be attracted to the glorious community, drawn into the community by the Spirit as we live the life of the gospel and proclaim His excellencies to this city. That's how we would say we would want to, if we could call it competing, that's how we would compete with Islam.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.